Happy Sabbath, Harold, and all the saints in Colton. It's Sunday here, the first day of the week. That's what happens when you're on a round planet. Some of my friends believe the world is flat, but that's another story. I believe it's round and the dateline separates us, but we kept our Sabbath yesterday and you're keeping God's Sabbath today. So greetings from New Zealand. Today we want to speak to you about some end time events. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices and we believe that the end of all things is near. And I want to share with you this morning some issues that are coming up that relate to us personally and our families and all our friends. We cannot avoid it. It was like the ark, as was mentioned in Sabbath school. And so in the last days, the perilous times shall come. So saving Christian America from the secular humanist Masonic New World Order. Satan is playing both sides in a war and then will come and save us and set up a better kingdom on earth with Sunday laws. Are we aware of that? So Satan is playing both sides. So Satan is going to deceive half the world. Is that right? Oh, good. Thank you for reminding me. So he's not going to deceive the world by coming with a pitchfork and pointed ears. We'll put down our Mickey Mouse comics and say, hey, look at the ears and look at the tail particularly and the spear, the three-pronged spear. So he's not going to get us to drink a bottle of poison if it's got a skull and crossbone on the packet. But if, on the other hand, he pours that poison with the skull and crossbone into some fruit salad and ice cream, we'll take it. What am I saying? I'm saying he's going to mix truth with error. And that's what we see in America today. The devil is playing both sides and the Christian right now are reacting to the problems that are obvious evils from the secular humanistic left. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not the what? Love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them what? Strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10 to 12. And so we see now, Satan is allowed to fulfill false prophecy where God permits. Satan is fulfilling the Sunday Christians' false prophecies. They're looking for Israel's return to the Palestine. They're looking for the Antichrist to appear at the head of a new world order. The war of Armageddon will then take place. And then Jesus is going to return and stop the war and set up his kingdom on earth. He compels all to keep Sunday holy in honor of his resurrection from the dead on Sunday. So this is the deception that he's coming with. All the Christians in America, Trump may not be in power or he may manage to bring the army out. I don't know. But the issue is the volcano in America is not going to go away as easily as the liberal Democrats think they are. And what is happening, there's a volcano on the right-wing Christian Sunday churches and it's going to go off in America. And many people think the New World Order is going to bring in the Sunday law. But the spirit of prophecy clearly states that the American people react to the obvious evils in society. And they're going to force the legislative councils to bring in the Sunday law. So the Sunday law is not going to come from the New World Order. The Sunday law in America is going to come from the Christians who are morally indignant at abortion, homosexuality, evolution in the schools and all this, and they plan to make America great again. So whether Trump manages to get back in power, whether he's not, the volcano is still there. And it's predicted in great controversy, 592, that we're going to see Sunday laws in America from the people. The time is now. We need to put God back in America. Well, God's always been in America. Through the principle of the separation of church and state, anybody can keep Sunday if they want to. They don't have to bring it in as legislation. Okay? And so this is where they're heading. They want to fulfill the prophecy of the Bible of John 6:15. The Jews 2,000 years ago tried to take Jesus and make him a king. Today, the right wing in America are taking Jesus and trying to make him a king. But he said, as we'll learn in the next talk in John 18:36, that my kingdom is not of this world. If it was, then would my servants fight? So here we see the right wing in America. They have the Holy Spirit. They are convinced that they're right, and they're going to make America great again. Trump may have gone, but the Sunday-keeping Christian volcano is still there and is about to explode. The devil has split America down the middle into liberals and Sunday conservative Christians. The liberals The liberals through the liberties provided by the separation of church and state have turned these liberties into licentiousness by promoting abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and I might add evolution in the schools while the Bible is barred. The reaction from the Sunday Christians against these obvious evils is going to make America great again and bring her back to God by uniting the church and state. Then America will speak as a dragon. That's what's predicted in Revelation chapter 13, 11 through to 18. And so these are Satan's bad guys. The Zionists are trying to weaken America to force her into her secular, humanistic, global village, which they will control from Jerusalem. And so to do this, they want to, through immigration, through refugees and dropping the borders and all this, they want to mix the world up into one big brown race, as the statue in the United Nations shows. It's a statue, you can look it up on the internet. The statue of a brown man with no hands, no feet, and has no eyes, nose, mouth, or ears, which symbolizes that through our education system, they'll dumb the whole world down. Okay, so this is the bad guys, and this is what the Sunday-keeping churches are looking for. They're looking for an antichrist to come. We know that our Protestant roots show that the Pope is the Antichrist, but this has been removed through Bellarmine and other Jesuit priests into futurism. And all these people have bought it hook, line, and sinker. This is George Soros. Who's heard of George Soros? Well, I've made my life's mission to destroy the United States. I hate this country and I hate all of the people in it, George Soros said to Newsweek in 1979. He's a Jew from Hungary and he's part of the New World Order. I'm going to bring down the United States by funding black hate groups. We'll put them into a mental trap and have them blame white people. The black community is the easiest to manipulate. This is what George Soros said in September 2014. So George Soros is following a plan, and that plan is a 2,000-year-old plan of the Jews, the unbelieving Jews, who want to return to Palestine, and as the God's chosen people, so they think and claim, they want to rule us Gentiles, or Goyim as they call them, through the United Nations. So Soros the Jew said he would use the blacks to bring down America. And this is what he's doing with Black Lives Matter. And Jews finances Black Lives Matter in America. But I'm saying all lives matter, black, brown, yellow, white, whatever. But these people, George Soros couldn't give a hoot about them. He's only using that to destabilize the society. And Satan, who's behind Soros, is using that to stir up the right-wing Christians and bring in a Sunday law, because you cannot bring in a Sunday law when there's peace and safety, but you need an emergency. You need to divide society and sell us the remedy of a Christian society. And so these people are on the streets. They don't realize they're being used. Concerned U.S. churches see this New World Order as a threat to their heritage, culture, and Christian traditions, and they think it is weakening their nation and leading to the emergence of the Antichrist. The U.S. churches are turning to Caesar to stop abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and to slash. America is sick of her liberties being turned into licentiousness. Here we see on Time magazine, gay couples kissing. The Bible principle is that the churches preach against abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, etc., and leave the consequences to God and law and order to Caesar. U.S. Sunday churches are reacting to the obvious evils of a secular, humanistic New World Order based on out-of-control immigration and, as I said, abortion, drugs, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and the teaching of evolution in the schools, while Christian religions and the Bible is banned. Their reaction is to want to return America to a stable, good old-fashioned Christian society and, by Caesar's implementation, bringing in a national Sunday law. The Bible predicts Christians in America will call for Sunday laws and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Revelation 13:14. So Bible verse shows that the New World Order is not going to be the first to bring in the Sunday law. But here we've got it here, saying to them that dwell on the earth. What's the earth? Does anybody know? Well, it's the United States of America, because in Revelation 13:11, this beast that had two horns like a lamb and spoke as a dragon came up out of what? The earth. And so here's the people of America are going to demand the Sunday law as they see the reaction to these obvious evils. And see, the Bible predicts Christians will pressure U.S. politicians for a Sunday law as a reaction to the lawlessness in society. The Democrats and their supporters have turned the liberties of America into licentiousness. Political corruption is destroying love of justice and regard for truth. And even in free America, rulers and legislations, in order to secure public favor, will yield to the what? The popular demand for a law enforcing Sunday observance. So you can see from Great Controversy 592 that the Sunday law is going to come first in America, but it's going to come from the people who are sick of all this wickedness. Can we understand that? What's that? I'll just go back and show you some of these slides. Which one was the last one you saw? Wow, that's a long way back. Well, we're going forward now. Are you happy with that? Okay. You wanted me to read that out? I'm going to bring down the United States by funding black hate groups. We'll put them into a mental trap and make them blame white people. The black community is the easiest to manipulate. That's George Soros said in September 2014 on German television. So they're fulfilling, as I mentioned, did you hear me, that the Jews have a goal to rule the world because they think they're the chosen people, and they've created wars and depressions and always got closer to taking Israel till after the Second World War. They took the state and nation, made it out of Palestinian territory in Palestine. So they're the bad guys. They're the ones that all the Sunday keeping churches are looking for an antichrist to come. And so the Jews that killed Christ are the antichrist. And so the Sunday keeping churches now are reacting, but they're only reacting because the peace and safety in America has been destroyed right down on the streets. And so the devil is playing both sides. So Soros the Jew said he would use the blacks to bring down America. And so Black Lives Matter movement is important, but I'm saying all lives matter. And the poor blacks are being manipulated by George Soros and Jewish money, and he couldn't give a toss about them. And so these movements on the street are designed by the devil in order to create a reaction from the right wing and bring in the Sunday laws to bring law and order back to America and put God in the Senate where he doesn't belong. And so to enable to do this, we must have mayhem on the streets. So the devil is following the principle of the Illuminati, which he controls, called divide and rule. So now I read these statements out. Did you hear them before, or do you want me to reread them? Okay, so you've heard these. These are flouting good American people who have principles when they have male kissing male and female kissing. So they're sticking it in the face of the Christians. And of course, they're reacting. And so, excuse me, did you see this slide where America is, the Bible predicts in Revelation 13, 14, that the American people demand of the politicians the Sunday law to come in. And here we see the quote from Great Controversy 592. Many observers of prophecy believe that the New World Order is going to bring in the National Sunday Law, but it's not. The U.S. National Sunday Law comes in from a reaction from the people. And this is what she says. Political corruption is destroying love of justice and regard for truth. And even in free America, rulers and legislators, in order to secure public favor, will yield to the popular demand. That's from the people, the Sunday keeping churches in America, a demand for a law enforcing Sunday observance. Great Controversy 592. And so part of the New World Order is to mix the whole world up into one brown race. So they want the Canadian border to come down and the Mexican border and mix us all up. But America's reacting. They want to keep their heritage and they want to keep. That's why Trump is trying to build the wall. And here, a Jesuit flood of refugees arriving at the Mexican-U.S. border. So more refugees arrive at the border. Here we go, trainloads of them. And this is the white Christians and black Christians. Thank you, Jesus, Lord Jesus, for President Trump. So he might have gone. He might yet come back through the utilization of the military. We don't know. But at the moment, as I mentioned before, the volcano is still there, and it's about to go off. And Pope Francis is a Jew and a Freemason, a Satanist, and the Pope. And this is what he said. A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges is not Christian. This is not in the gospel. That's what Pope Francis says, because the Roman Catholic Church wants to break down barriers so all the world can wonder after it. We will tear down all walls, says Pope Francis, and cross every frontier as we go out to every periphery to make known God's justice and peace. And of course, that's a Jesuit justice and peace based on global warming, climate change, migration to mix up the races, and of course, combating domestic terrorism. The evangelical right lay hands on Trump. Trump is standing up to save Christian America. Trump is getting out of the Jew world order, so he claims, and making her great again. And now we see the reaction from the Christians on the streets against faggots and all different oddities which the American Constitution allow. Repent or perish, God sent the shooter. That's because someone shot an abortion doctor. We believe you, be ye reconciled unto God. And so JWs are looking for Jesus to return and set up his kingdom on earth. Jesus for president, advocating for change since 33 AD. But you can't put The Mormons are looking for Jesus to return and set up his kingdom on earth. The powerful preachers all here today, shown in this slide, are all looking for Armageddon to come, and then they're looking, that's the battle between the New World Order and the Sunday-keeping Christians in America. And we know that after the Sunday law comes, it says in Second Selected Messages 373, that national apostasy, that's the Sunday law, national Sunday law, will be quickly followed by national ruin. Now, that national ruin could very well be the Armageddon that they're looking for. And who's going to come in the midst of it? Jesus is going to come and speak with a melodious voice, tell people to love each other, be kind and gentle and sweet. And he's telling us to keep Sunday in honor of his resurrection. And so American Christians are looking for someone to save America. American Christians are rejecting abortion and gay marriage. And they say politics isn't a dirty word. America is turning back to God. Many U.S. Christians see the separation of church and state as the cause of all wickedness. Well, we don't believe it is. But the devil has deliberately turned our liberties into licentiousness, so the right wing, who are not preaching the power of God, will claim the power of Caesar to bring law and order back to America. America is turning back to God. The homosexualization of America, the Americanization of homosexuals, the agenda, the homosexual plan to change America. There are pedophiles and homosexuals and lesbians in the highest echelons of American power. And the gays are reacting, saying, some people are gay, get over it. So the battle is going on. This American army man is a handsome looking dude, but they're using him to promote the acceptance of homosexuality in America. Billy Graham has reacted. He's dead now, but he said all homosexuals should be castrated. That's what he said. And Sunday Christians react to society's obvious evils. 1 million ex-gays broke it. You can too. God loves you, but not your sin. And so these people are out on the streets. They react to the gays and the homosexuals. But here is the gays with their rainbow badges standing up against them. And the United States Constitution gives them the right to marry their dog if they want to, but we have to react with the power of God, which I heard at Sabbath school today. So here we go. God made them male and female and said a man shall be joined to his wife. Here we say the baby killer in hell. God sent the shooter. These people are reacting to the abortion, and abortion is a sin. And in many respects, Caesar should be protecting the unborn as a citizen of society. Roman Catholics, stop abortion now. You can't be Catholic and pro-abortion. So the Catholics are rising up, the conservative Roman Catholics and the conservative Protestants are rising up. Orthodox Christians for life, they're against homosexuality. Stop abortion outside. Now here they are on the left, the gays and the Christians on the right, clashing over abortion. And here we go. Keep abortion legal, they say. Stop abortion now, others are claiming. John Hagee, a Sunday keeper, is speaking out on immorality, on Christianity and homosexuality. It is impossible to call yourselves a Christian and defend homosexuality. There is no justification or acceptance of homosexuality. Homosexuality means the death of society because homosexuals can recruit, but they cannot reproduce. Well, we knew that, John. And here we go again. I vote pro-life. I am the pro-life. I am the pro-life generation. So people, nearly all Sunday Christian churches believe the Jews who rejected Christ are still God's chosen people. Billy Graham believed the Jews are God's chosen people. We cannot place ourselves in opposition to Israel without detriment. He should have said, the Jews won't put me on their television channels if I say the truth, which is that the Church of God is now Israel, because the while olive branches were grafted in to the olive tree and the natural ones were cut off because of unbelief. And the only way they can be grafted in is through belief in Jesus Christ as their Messiah. So some professed Jews are of the synagogue of Satan. It says this in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say that they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. In John 8:44, Christ himself said, ye, he's talking to the unbelieving Jews, are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. So these are Sunday Christian churches see the return of Jews to Israel as a required prophetic fulfillment. That's in 1948. Al Lindsay believes the Jews must return to Palestine before Jesus comes to rule. We're not going to read all these out because how much time do we have left? Do you know? 20. Okay, that's good. Well, John Hagee believes the establishment of the Jewish state in Palestine is an end time sign. Ben Gurion raised his voice when he read, accordingly, we, the members of the National Council representing the Jewish people in Palestine and the World Zionist Movement, hereby proclaim the establishment of the Jewish state in Palestine. Why? Because they believe the Jews had to go back to Palestine, they have to rebuild their temple, and then the Antichrist, who's a non-religious Jew, is going to come and sit in that temple of God. We know that's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we know that it's referring to the Pope. But Dave Hunt sees the capture of Palestine by Israel as the start of prophetic end times. And now, 2,500 years after the Babylonian captivity, he has gathered them back into their land as he promised through his prophets he would do in the last days. Well, Dave Hunt wasn't right on everything, and he's certainly not right on that. Nearly all Sunday Christian churches believe the Jews will rebuild their temple in Jerusalem. I've got evidence to show that God's not going to permit them to rebuild the temple because the temple is now in our hearts. And what did he do? He ripped supernaturally the curtain when Christ died on the 14th of Nisan in AD 31. He ripped the curtain from top to bottom. There was no need of any more sacrifice, and there's no need of any more temple other than the temple in heaven. So the Sunday Creek are expecting to be secretly raptured before the seven-year tribulation starts. Well, the devil can't fulfill that, I don't believe, but we're going to see what he's got in store. The Sunday Christian right believe the Antichrist is coming in the near future. Billy Graham says the Antichrist comes in Armageddon. During the reign of Antichrist, tensions will mount, and once again, the world will explode with a gigantic world war. That's the Armageddon that the Sunday keeping churches are looking for. This massive upheaval will be the world's last battle, the Battle of Armageddon. Can you see what the devil is doing? He's filling the world up with the two sides fighting. It's going to end up with the Sunday keeping churches Armageddon in the Middle East. It might involve the world. And then Jesus is going to come and set up 1,000 years of peace on this earth, as all the Sunday keeping churches are looking for. And he's going to tell everybody with a sweet voice to keep Sunday holy. And that's what it says, incidentally. In Great Controversy 6:23 to 6:25, it says that the National Sunday Law comes in the International Sunday Law comes in after Satan comes as Christ. Can you see us on the screen there? You can. Well, okay. I can't see my slides now. Here we go. So Billy Graham is promoting, like all the Sunday keeping churches, he's promoting the he's promoting Satan coming to save the world and set up his kingdom on this earth. This is Pat Robertson. The Bible tells us further that this world leader, that's the Antichrist, will be given authority over every tribe, and all who dwell on the earth will worship him. This world leader, who has come to be known as the Antichrist, the world will worship the Antichrist as God. So John Hagee believes the Antichrist will soon appear on the earth. And as soon as the church is gone, that's the rapture. Well, John, I think you've got surprises coming there. But the Antichrist, the son of Satan, will appear upon the stage of the world. Now we have U.S. Sunday pastor believes Antichrist is a Jew coming in the future. Hal Lindsey believes the Antichrist is coming in the future. The beast that ascendeth out of the pit refers to the coming Antichrist, a European who will set up headquarters first in Rome, then later in Jerusalem. Can you see that the Satan is deceiving all these Sunday-keeping churches into believing that that there was going to be an Antichrist come, there's going to be Armageddon between the liberals and the Sunday conservatives, and then the Armageddon takes place, then Jesus comes and saves us and sets up his new age, as the modern Bibles, all modern Bibles in Matthew 24:3 have been influenced by Satan himself, because the King James Bible says, what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? Because the elements melt down, we know. So they're bringing it to the point where what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the age? So Satan's going to come and set up his kingdom on this earth. The world will be deceived. He brings in the international Sunday law, Testimonies to Ministers 62 and Great Controversy 623 to 625. And the whole thing turns to custard when the seven last plagues start falling. And then they turn on their pastors and say, we've been deceived by you. Dave Hunt believes the Antichrist will come and rule the world through a new world order. The Bible seems to agree with Dave Spangler that this Luciferian initiation will be obligatory for all people in the New World Order under the Antichrist. So this does not mean, however, that the battle for the control of Jerusalem is over. It will no doubt intensify as the day for the revelation of the Antichrist draws near. So Mary says, yeah, we know it's not Mary. She's a Jewish girl that's died. It's an evil angel. But this evil angel masquerading as Mary says that Antichrist will be a Jew. The Catholic priests claim Masonry is breeding the Antichrist. Well, the Zionists control Masonry. And then Catholic scholar teaches Antichrist will rule the world from Jerusalem. Antichrist will rule the world from Jerusalem, which he will make into a magnificent city, St. Anselm. And now we say, Rabbinus Maris, Antichrist will heal the sick, raise the dead, restore sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, speaks to the dumb, raises storms and calms them, renames mountains, makes trees blossom and wither at a word, rebuild the temple of Jerusalem and make Jerusalem the capital city of the world with the vast wealth of hidden treasure. He made that statement in 1851. Catholic scholars teach the Protestant Reformation was of the devil. What are the other evils of liberalism, which goes hand in hand with Protestantism and the separation of church and state? In what manner did the devil succeed in undermining our Christian civilization when he gave birth to the Reformation in the 16th century? The papacy recognizes Freemasonry will produce the Antichrist. There is the Rome of the popes and the Rome of the Freemasons. There is the Rome that prays and the one that swears. Rome of the martyrs and Rome of the tyrants. That's the Freemasons. There is the Rome of Christ and the Rome of Antichrist. So the papacy does not recognize themselves as the Antichrist. The devil has taken the spotlight off the Protestant historic teaching that the Pope is the Antichrist and placed it on someone to come in the future, a Masonic Jew. The papacy and major Protestant churches today claim Antichrist will be a future coming Jew. Some speculated it could be Henry Kissinger and tried to make his name add up to 666. There is a conspiracy by the Zionists and the Jewish international bankers to place David's seed on the throne in Jerusalem and rule the world. The general object of the conspiracy, which the protocols, that's the protocols of Zion, you want to look that up, my brothers and sisters. The protocols of Zion are criticized throughout the world, but Henry Ford said that whether they're true or whether they're false, they are all coming true. And that was in 1920. So have a look at the protocols of Zion But have a look at protocol number 10. Do you know what it says? We will inoculate the masses, and that's happening now. Discussed as the government of the world by a king of the blood of David. The Sunday Christian Right are expecting Armageddon in the near future. The American Sunday keeping churches are looking for the war of Armageddon. The even George W. Schiffel is his real name. He's a Jew from Germany, but he's taken the anglified name of Bush. Gog and Magog are at work in the Middle East, he says. Biblical prophecies are being fulfilled. This confrontation is willed by God, who wants to use this conflict to erase his people's enemies before a new age begins. Do you know who his people's enemies are? The Muslim world. Hal Lindsey believes there will be a battle called Armageddon before the Lord returns. And so there we see all the books on the right-hand side of the screen that have been written on exactly this, on the road to Armageddon. So is the Battle of Armageddon physical? Billy Graham says there is no doubt that global events are preparing the way for the final war of history, the Great Armageddon. Hal Lindsey says the true great spheres of power are left to fight the final climatic battle of Armageddon. The combined forces of Western civilization united under the leadership of the Roman dictator and the vast hordes of the Orient, probably united under the Red Chinese war machine. So Ronald Reagan said, for the first time ever, everything is in place for the battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Christ. The American Sunday keeping churches are looking for the war of Armageddon. That's Flurry. Billy Graham says world turmoil will stage for future evil Antichrist, ruler, Antichrist. Billy Graham says Christ comes after Armageddon and then sets up his kingdom on earth. We know this is false, but the devil is deceiving the whole world, and he's allowed the Sunday keeping Christians, or God has, to believe a lie because they loveth not the truth. In the midst of that whole terrible, awful carnage, Christ will return. He himself will defeat the Antichrist at the Battle of Armageddon. At that climatic moment, God will set up his kingdom, a whole new social and political order under his rule. That's on earth. We know it's phony. There are the books again, all written on the Battle of Armageddon, starting in the Middle East. Pat Robertson says the spirit of the French Revolution rules in the New World Order today. In fact, the Bible refers to Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. It is this dream of humanity that asserted itself in the French Revolution. I have slide presentations on that. It shows that Freemasonry and the international bankers had destroyed the union of church and state in France, which had ruled for 1260 years. And that's a good thing in many cases, to destroy the union of church and state. Before the French Revolution, incidentally, there were three powers. There was the Pope and Catholicism, the kings over the nations, which were subservient to the Pope, and the Jewish money power that lurked in the shadows of all the nations and capitals of Europe. After the French Revolution, the only one that was left was the Jewish money power, creating republics where the church and state were separated. Pat Robertson, Satan will launch a war, Armageddon, against the Christian people. Beyond that, Satan will launch a war against the Christian people. The book of Revelation speaks of a flood of water coming after Israel and its seed. And so we have the artist. Pat Robertson says, before Christ reigns on earth, there will be the mother of all battles. Then, after Antichrist's reign of 42 months, then the mother of all battles, Jesus, will fall upon him, and the world will enjoy a time of peace. Armageddon from the JWs, the Watchtower. Even Putin, it says, Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that the world stands on the brink of World War III as citizens in the country are told to prepare to evacuate to bomb shelters. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, prior to his departure for China, cautions his generals to prepare for Armageddon. A similar message was also delivered to the Chinese leadership, that as the Chinese forces also are on high alert. And so John Hagee believes there will be a mighty battle in the Middle East called Armageddon. No prophetic scripture is more crystal clear than Ezekiel's vivid and specific description of the coming massive war in the Middle East that will sweep the world towards Armageddon. And there we see, who's heard of Albert Pike? Have any of you heard of Albert Pike? Albert Pike, his real name was Albert Schiffel, or Schiff, Albert Schiff. And he was a Jew. He was a 33rd degree Mason of the Scottish Rite. And he predicted just before he died in 1874 that there would be three world wars. And the third one would be between Islam and Christianity in the Middle East. So far we've had the First World War, the Second World War. And if Albert Pike was given influence by the devil, there'll be another world war in the Middle East. And remember, Satan is going to come. Pat Robertson warns the New Ages say 2 billion need to die before their Messiah comes. As ghastly as it may seem, there are New Age advocates of a new world order who have openly advocated that up to 2 billion people need to die in the world in order to cleanse it in preparation for the reign of their Messiah. And there we see the Georgian Guidestones. Does anybody know about the Georgian Guidestones? Have you heard about them? They maintain the humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. So nature takes its place over us. If the world, incidentally, were vegetarians, we'd feed 20 billion people plus. So the Sunday Christian churches are expecting Christ to come during Armageddon and set up his kingdom on earth for 1,000 years. And so Christ is going to come to this earth and everybody's going to adore him. Read Great Controversy 623 to 625 and read Testimonies to Ministers 62. It says, in this age, Antichrist shall appear as the true Christ, and then the law of God will be made null and void throughout the world. The Chinese, the Muslims, the Indians, the Hindus, they're not going to keep Sunday holy. We could preach 1,000,000 years, but when this great angel of light comes, they're going to capitulate. And so, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. During Armageddon, Satan appears as Jesus and solves the world's problems with one hand, which he has caused with the other, and then sets up his kingdom on earth with the international Sunday law. He gives the people some of the same truths Christ taught when he was on earth. That's what it says in Great Controversy 6:24. Here he is, giving people, saying he can say the Jewish money system is corrupt and we're going to have an interest-free system where everyone can be wealthy and healthy. And I'll get rid of the drug companies because there's good food we can eat to be healthy. But I want you to keep Sunday holy in honor of my resurrection. I carried the heavy cross. I wore the thorny crown and I drank the bitter cup that you folk might have hope for you and your families. Believe me. And these Judaizers, legalists, who are keeping the Sabbath holy, they are causing all the problems in the world, the weather, the volcanoes, the earthquakes. Get rid of them. And then if you do that, then my Father in heaven will lessen these calamities. John Hay believes that after Armageddon, Jesus will return and set up his kingdom. And then the final battle, the Battle of Armageddon, King Jesus will rule and reign for 1,000 years in the golden age of peace from Jerusalem. So we have to decide, picking the difference between Christ and the Antichrist. Freemasonry Billy Graham says there is a utopia coming on earth when Jesus returns. Can you see, does anybody know who Billy Graham is meeting with there? Does anybody know? That's President Truman. Can you see the Masonic handshake he's giving him? I saw Bert Beverly Beach from a general conference giving the same handshake to Pope John Paul II. Who remembers Bert Beverly Beach? Yeah, there is a utopia coming. We pray in our churches, thy kingdom come. The Bible teaches us that in the aftermath of Armageddon, Jesus will establish his reign upon the earth. Can you see that the whole world is deceived? When Jesus comes back, we will know safety and security. But what does it say in 1 Thessalonians 5:3? For when they shall say what? Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Pat Robertson says Christ will reign on earth for 1,000 years. The time of this glorious paradise on earth under the divinely conceived Messiah and his chosen people is termed the millennium, the 1,000-year reign. Pat Robertson says Christ will reign for 1,000 years. World authority on Zionist aggression says victorious Jesus will return and set up his kingdom, his earthly kingdom. And if you want some chair reading, which pertains to the end of this red mess, that's the beast socialism of world Satanism, make your bedtime reading some biblical prophecies that it will be followed by the coming of Jesus here, that's on this earth to reign. So the devil's building up the bad guys, the Antichrist, the Jews, their money, their control of the world, and Jesus is going to come and save us and bring in Sunday laws. He says, Hal Lindsey, the 1,000 years of peace will be on earth. When Jesus returns, the earth he restores and rules. Jesus Christ returns. Nearly all Christian world are expecting Jesus to return and rule on the earth. But Satan deceives the whole world, Revelation 12:9. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. So, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, most Sunday-keeping churches are not looking for Satan to come back, masquerading as Christ. They put these texts on the Antichrist, which is a Jew, they say. So therefore, the logical conclusion of that error is that they will accept Satan as Christ when he comes back. Is that logic? So we've got to know as Adventists the following Bible text to show that we know that Satan is going to come as a great angel of light and deceive the world. We have to be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh us a reason of the hope that is in us, with meekness and fear. So the first one is 2 Corinthians 11:14. Then we see in 2 Thessalonians 2:8-9, and there's two opinions on this, and I have my opinion. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is what? After the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. So Christ is going to come after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So that showing is an angel, even if an angel comes from heaven, if he doesn't preach the same doctrine that Christ taught and the first church taught, then he's not of God. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And then in Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and as much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So Satan is going to deceive the whole world. Christ told the unbelieving Jews their father was the devil. Hence, the chain of authority in spiritual matters is the devil, Babylonian Talmud, Kabbalah, the protocols of Zion, the chief rabbis, internet, Jewish bankers, Masonic Lodge. For nearly 2,000 years, the Jews have dreamed of returning to Palestine, rebuilding the temple, and as God chose people ruling the world from Jerusalem with their whip. So I'm going to finish on that there. We must know these texts, and I want to finish now with a summary to show that what we've learned is the devil is going to deceive the whole Sunday-keeping churches into an Antichrist is coming, and then there's going to be a Antichrist is going to come, there's going to be a phony Armageddon, and then phony Jesus will come and start the new 1,000 years of peace on earth. And so all of the world believes what I've told you, but we believe that when Jesus comes, every eye shall see him, and it will be the end of the world, and we will meet the Lord in the air, because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 18, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Isn't that a great day? And then we which remain and are alive, remain through all this ordeal and the seven last plagues, shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And I'll finish on this point, and that is that the promises of God to us to get out of the cities, she mentions in Evangelism 28 and 29, eight testimonies to the churches 28 and 29, and nine testimonies 28 and 29, that Los Angeles is going to go up in smoke. So I'm saying the promises of God that our bread and water will be sure were for all of us. They were even for the promises that for Israel, the 1.2 million Jews who perished. That promise was for them, but they didn't fulfill the conditions. And those conditions were when you see the army surround Jerusalem, get out of Jerusalem. The ones, the bread and water of the disciples who obeyed Christ's prophecy were saved, were sure. But in the end time, we're told to get out of the cities. It's time now to get gardens in and to make ourselves ready for Jesus is coming back. Amen.